Welcome to Without Regret. Be more, see more, achieve more that really matters. Lesson 1. What is regret? Is this all there is? Have you ever asked yourself this dangerous question? Maybe when alone with your thoughts or deep in the night when you can't sleep? Maybe you've done your best, tried to pay attention, and worked hard. You have some achievements under your belt, and yet you feel a quiet sadness or disappointment over lost opportunities, like pursuing the career you really wanted, missed moments with friends and family. And maybe you're sad about things you've said or done, or things you didn't say and you didn't do but wish you had. Maybe your regret is overwhelming, the throbbing pain of a lost love or damaged relationship with your child or another loved one. That's regret. It's that feeling that you missed out on what you really wanted while you were so busy doing what you thought you had to do to survive. Maybe you made a decision or took action that you believed was absolutely the right thing to do. It was in line with what you've always believed, and it was the way you've always done it. But this time, the outcomes or consequences to you and others were not what you wanted. As a result, you experience regret. Or maybe you've clearly made some decisions you knew were poor when you made them. Now you're sad about those choices. You're dealing with the difficult consequences that came from them, and you wish you had a do-over. That's regret. You may experience some combination of all of the above. You've generally done your best, worked hard, and still made some poor decisions. Things didn't turn out the way you wished they would have, so you have some regret. When you have feelings of regret, you probably also believe that others are happy, fulfilled, and don't have regret. You only see the part of the story they will let you see. Everyone regrets some choices they've made and wish for do-overs. Everyone discovers they were too busy at some point to pay enough attention to the important, and they missed out on opportunities as a result. You have regret now, and you will likely have more. But you need not let it define you or be a dominant feature in your life. You can plan to avoid as much regret as you can, and you can turn the regret you already have into an experience that is full of hope and purpose. I'll show you how to make this happen. Regret is a word you probably don't use very often. You might use these more common words or phrases to express regret. Sorry. Disappointed. Heartbroken. I hate that. Or, I wish that. Think about the last time you felt regret. How would you describe the experience? Words like fun, pleasant, encouraging, and enjoyable are not likely a part of your description. Regret is usually painful. So what is regret anyway? Regret is a realization that something you did or did not do turned out badly, or at least the results were disappointing for you and others. Sometimes this can be confusing and hard to sort the reasons. One thing you know, if you had to do it again, you'd do it differently. Regret also involves emotions of sadness, sorrow, frustration, anger, or fear that surface as a result. It's like grief over a loss. In my career of serving people, I've seen people experience regret as a huge, oh no, or uh-oh, when they realize they've allowed life to carry them along past their real dreams, hopes, and desires. Regret can be a dark secret that keeps people stuck and living quietly in pain, believing that they don't deserve anything different or that it's too late to make important changes to move past it. Let me tell you about Emily. When I first met Emily, she was swimming in regret. She had a child out of wedlock when she was in high school. Even though she worked hard to complete her education and build a career, she regretted her late start and decisions as a teen. Emily felt she was behind her peers, inferior, and that she was not living up to her potential. Her regret was sapping her energy and passion. The same regret drove her to try too hard in every area of her life. And maybe you know someone like Joel. Joel is a highly successful businessman with a great family, but he fears becoming like his father, who ignored his family to climb to the pinnacle of his profession and ended his life regretting the missed soccer games, camping trips, and family vacations. Joel does not have many regrets now, but he wants to proactively ensure that his life turns out differently from his father's. Whether you are like Emily, weighed down by regret today, or you want to avoid its bitter taste in the future as Joel does, this series of lessons will help you. You may be thinking you don't have time to plan to avoid regret or resolve the regret you already have. "I don't have time" is the most common excuse I hear from people about personal development. But think about the logic behind that statement. "I don't have time to live without regret." Is this true for you? If so, you are resigned to live with it. You do have time, but you are choosing to do something else with the time you have. You have elevated something else to a priority above planning and prioritizing to live with integrity and focused purpose and without regret. There are so many opportunities to be all you want to be and do all you want to do. Life is too short to be crippled by regret and miss the things that really do matter while you're busy with your to-do list. In these lessons, you'll discover how to skillfully craft a life without regret through careful planning, courageous action, and renewed perspective. To live without regret, you will want to do these three things. Step 1. Form a plan based on a clear understanding of who you are and why you are here. Step 2. Perform your plan consistently and courageously. Step 3. Transform the regret you already have and you may have in the future into a learning opportunity for living a hopeful, meaningful, and purposeful life. I'm confident these steps work because they've been proven in my life and the lives of my executive coaching clients. These lessons are based on my years of study and work in this regard, drawing from personal experience, academic research, theoretical roots, and my faith that is such an integral part of my life. No matter what your challenge, the principles for a life without regret are universal. They are simple, but not easy. These principles are not for the faint-hearted, but for the courageous person who is ready to experience all the meaning and abundance life has to offer. They will empower you to avoid as much regret as possible and walk with focus and determination through what might otherwise be regrettable situations. Before the next lesson, I hope you will take time to reflect on the sources of your regret, how regret may be affecting you now, and how you may be setting yourself up for regret. In the next lesson, we will examine regret more deeply. Soon, I'll tell you how to form, perform, and transform to live without regret. For even more details about all of these lessons, please see my book, Without Regret, Be More, See More, Achieve More That Really Matters, available on Amazon.com in paper, Kindle, or audio formats. And that, my friend, is where you can begin your learning to live without regret. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.